back. So you send off Dr. Charlotte to retrieve your familiar. And in the interim, what do the rest of you do?
I fret.
I feel like we're kind of just waiting for things to happen, but I ask Ulrika if we could get some more information on that healing center that we believe he's at, maybe a location.
Yeah, I could totally Google that for you.
Yes, send a Google.
Send a Google. I will do that. I'll look, see if I can find out more about his healing center. And
yeah, and then while that's happening, I'm just going to watch the fourth Star Wars movie.
Okay.
Dog food is going to send out like a good chunk of her dogs to the mm-hmm. like the block around the Court of Cups. Mm-hmm. Just with the instructions, like something weird happens. They see someone, like they really don't know someone's doing something that makes them uncomfortable. Just start barking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm hoping that'll be like my early warning system, or they'll just start barking all the time because they're stupid fucking dogs. I don't know. That's my character concept. I have to like hope that the dogs are useful.
Hope for the best. Do I find anything when I look on the Googles? Yeah.
Give me a... So you're trying to look for this alternative healing place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and give me a intelligence and investigation roll.
Three successes.
Perfect. So yeah, you find something that checks all the boxes that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
It's local. Actually, I think we may have come across this last time too. It's mm-hmm. nearby. There's like mm-hmm. you find an address for the location.
There's like yoga and stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found, I think, where he set up shop for his whatever that is.
Good.
I don't know what we want to do with this information.
Maybe we could send one of Dog Food's scouts.
Sure. We can send, who would be good? I reckon Mimbly will be good. Like, Mimbly let me down a little bit last time, a little bit of back talk. So if they die on this mission, I'm not going to, you know, care as much.
That's all right.
I'm going to be like, hey, Mimbly, go to this place, check it out, see if there's anything weird. Tell me everything that your little dog brain can contain about this place, what it smells like, how many people going in and out, if they got any good trash, were the people nice to you? And then come back.
So you send off Mimbly.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you also, I believe, sent a message to the people of your clan to try to sort of barter, broker some way to have them help you with this problem.
Yes.
You get a note back. And it's written in a very sort of like lovely slanting hand, cursive. And it says, let's deal, with a small line and then an M with a flourish at the end.
Okay, that must be Marcus. Mark Lambert. Is there any indication of like how we can deal or where I can meet him or? Okay. Mm-hmm.
When you flip over the matte black card, there is an address on the back.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a lead. It seems that the Toreadors are willing to help us.
So we don't need to contact Lily, or are we going to?
Not yet. We need to go meet with them though. So that leaves us a little bit vulnerable here. So I suggest not all of us go.
All right. I can stay back here. Glenn's coming over.
Charlotte's still out getting Glenn.
Yeah, Charlotte's getting Glenn. She's going to bring him back here. So I'll stay here with Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys go and do the Toreador shit. Well, like, I mean, I'm very good. Sorry.
Why don't you join me at this rendezvous?
Okay.
I mean, I'm good with Toreador. I know it's going to be rough.
You're not.
Our main socialite with us. But.
Yeah, I'll just...
Are you joking? No, I'm pretty good. Like, they Toreadors love me.
Just love that.
No. All right. I feel like time is of the essence here. Lorca, let's go. Okay. And then we'll return as quickly as we can.
All right. I'll get my car. Zip us there, I guess.
Yeah. You pull up in your all black car with an illegal window tint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Elizabeth has tried to dress like a little bit serious too. Like she's got like all black on, like power suit, like very, very smart looking. Like something that the Toreadors would react well to.
Yeah. When you go upstairs to grab your suit, you do see Nell and Dan kind of like sitting next to each other on your chaise.
Yes. I don't wanna, did they move the armoire?
They did, yeah.
Oh good.
Or she good. Did rather.
Yeah. I'll just kind of, you know, I'll just nod to them. I really don't want to talk too much about where we're going in case like anyone can hear or someone's bugged. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I'm just going to nod and be like, well, like that they're safe. And then I'm just going to go back downstairs. Yeah. And
yeah. They seem less awkward around each other now that initial.
That's good.
Has passed.
That's good. And the dogs are still outside the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One of them is being pet by Dan.
Oh, that's good.
The other one is kind of bristling a little at Nell. You know, they don't like Kindred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dan has managed to calm the other one down.
That's
like
good.
Callousy hands.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I just nod and then I'll go in because I think the bathroom is upstairs. There's a bathroom upstairs, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll change and then come back down and we'll head out.
Put on a clean power suit.
Yeah.
It's like alternately colored. Like, is it like lavender?
yeah that'd be but then like I also know I look at the dogs and I get like a hair roller. Like, it's like roll
fresh one.
Then
I imagine we got these stashed all just all over the quarter cups.
Yeah.
you're never more than an arm distance away from a lint roller.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we have more than we have fire extinguishers.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
which is a problem.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so you get into the car,
mm-hmm.
and Ulrika drives you to where you need to go. It's one of Mark's several property holdings. It's actually mm-hmm. not far from the place where you attended the fashion show. It's a art gallery, very sleek and unassuming from the outside. There's like a little tiny and very small writing on the glass door written, you know, by appointment only. And it has a number on there. But he's waiting outside for you.
All right. I'll just get out.
In the doorway.
Yeah, I guess, all right, I don't know. Is there parking where you can park or?
Yeah, there's metered parking on the side, but okay. It's after 8 o'clock, so you can park there for free.
Okay. All right, so, yeah. And I'll just get out. And I'll wait for Ulrika so we can go up together. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ulrika's also going kind of a power move because she's scary. So
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. So I'll just walk up to Mark and be like, I got your note. Would you like to do a deal?
Yeah, he's wearing a gray suit and he's wearing like these brown shoes, but they have like a strip of gold right. Ooh. At the tip.
Wow.
He straightens up because, you know, from his leaning position when you approach, and he says, let's deal. I think I have a idea.
Excellent. I hope you don't mind Ulrika coming with me from my coterie.
By all means, remember her from the party. And like he holds open the door for the both of you.
All right, we'll just go in.
I actually believe that Orica managed to pass as a toreador.
She did.
Well, at the, yeah. So to him, this is on the up and up.
Okay.
Probably dog food did too. No.
I think oh, yeah. Kat was the only one who like made that role really high. So they all talked to her like she was a toreador.
Well, it makes sense it
was
because also,
part of it was her outfit too.
It makes sense because Ulrika's always dressed like really well and really fancy. So it makes sense.
Yeah, she fit in there because she wore all black and most of them were wearing all black. And so it was like perfect.
You can never go wrong with wearing all black.
Yes.
Even now, she's dripping.
Right.
She comes in. He closes the door behind. It's wooden, not glass, because that would be gross looking. And when he does, you're in a beautiful monochromatic gallery. There is not any color here, except for a few choice pieces of pottery and primary colors. Majority of it is abstract. But there's a couple of black and white impressionist pieces as well. Huh. And he walks in and he says, terrible, but sells well. People who don't know how to decorate can never go wrong with black and white. He just kind of like shakes his head and like leads you towards the back of the gallery.
Yeah, I laugh appropriately at these jokes.
Mm-hmm. He kind of like smirks and he's like, people are so afraid of color. And as he opens the door at the back of the gallery into like the private offices, you are hit with like a beautiful royal blue that he's appointed his own sort of office in. And inside there is one other woman sitting. She has two buns in her hair, and she's wearing a button down that has like the shoulders cut out. So the collar kind of sits separate. She's got a ring on every finger and she's wearing bright red frames. And he like kind of puts a hand down and he says, this is Valentina. She, I think, might be able to help you with something that our mutual acquaintance told me you wanted.
Oh.
He motions to a chair opposite her.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you, Valentina. And I'll sit down and preen myself.
She kind of gives you an appraising look and she's like, so you want to work at Starbucks?
Oh my God. Yes. I would love to work at Starbucks.
You want to work at Starbucks?
Own Starbucks.
Yes.
Ulrika, this is the long game.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
The Court of Cups will be an enterprise.
I might be able to help a little bit.
Yes, excellent. Tell me more.
I don't think I can put you as owner, but I have some contact in marketing department, specifically in logo design.
Ugh, that's all I want. I need to change the logo. Who made that green?
It is a board, brand management board.
Oh, see, that makes more sense. The more people involved.
I might be able to pull some string and get you put on this board. From there, it's up to you to convince people to follow your vision.
I think I'm very good at that.
I think we all are.
Well, yes, that's excellent news. Thank you.
I will make introduction. There will be some paperwork. I have spoken to some people to try to help your job be remote. It's probably best if you don't come into the office per se?
Well, not obviously the hours would be a little bit inconvenient.
Exactly. I hear your friend here is very good with things of technological nature.
Yes, I'm very bad. She's very good at it.
She says to you now, Orica, ignoring Elizabeth, because rumor has spread among the Toreador that she's a little old-timey.
Yeah, that's fine.
Says, I told them that this was overseas position to help describe discrepancies in time zone. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can help her set up VPN to spoof signal as though it's coming from different country.
Totally easy. I can do that.
Time travel?
Sure. I'll Google the time travel to work, make it look
incredible.
Yeah, that's fine.
You see Valentina frown a little bit.
It's okay.
She gives you a little bit of melanated disapproval, Elizabeth.
It's all right. I deserve that.
It will be a difficult job. Time consuming. Are you sure you're up for it?
I think I'm up for it.
I have to pull lots of string to get position for you.
I think it will be a wonderful way to, I suppose, flex my abilities that I haven't used in a while. We're working my way up the corporate chain might be a fun change for me. Most of the time I just stand around the court of cups and sip drinks while I judge everyone. And that's not really doing it for me anymore.
I understand. Yeah.
Plus I have the ability to drink and eat. So I'm very passable.
Give me a charisma and politics role.
Okay. Oh, you get to use my politics. That's fun.
Yeah, this is like peak business and politics.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get a seat on the board of Starbucks.
The design. Brand
down
management
from the
board.
Inside.
Was it charisma and politics? Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a lot. Hold on. I need more dice.
That's always, that's a sentence I like to hear. I'm going to need more dice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Except when Nell says it.
Mm.
That normally means I've got a whooping coming my way.
Oh.
You provoke her.
It's true.
You provoke everyone.
No one here will deny that you provoke her. I don't think she's ever hit anyone else here except for you.
That's three successes.
You always take it someone else's side, Jasmine.
How many successes?
Three.
So as you say this, like, you know, that you're tired of sitting around and, you know, your posture,
mm-hmm.
your bearing, what you're wearing, and when you mention that you can eat and drink food.
Mm-hmm.
She looks at you carefully. She looks over at Mark and she says, yes, I think she will pass. I think she can do it. And he like nods. And she says, I will want a little something in return. Finder fee. But nothing too taxing. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, no problem.
More importantly, I think, Mark, this is where you take over. And she kind of like pulls out a silver, like a highly adorned cigarette case and pulls out one thin cigarette and lights
it. Nice.
And start smoking. Her nails are very long and they're in a beautiful like ochre color.
Wow.
That like kind of clashes with her red glasses, but in a aesthetically pleasing way.
Mm-hmm.
They're filed into the coffin shape as well.
Yeah.
It's a very stark contrast to like Mark, who's more of like a classic kind of dude.
Mm-hmm.
Mark like kind of sits down opposite the two of you now in like a tufted royal blue chair and says, Not gonna lie, when you told me you wanted to own Starbucks, I wasn't sure we were gonna be able to work something out. I'm glad we were. This is somewhat to your liking.
Oh, it's a good step forward. I think it'll be beneficial for us, and it keeps me out of the Court of Cups lobby, so the customers can stop thinking that I'm just a homeless person that lives there.
Because there is a homeless person that lives there, so it's confusing.
Dog food is the homeless person that lives there. So, from what I've been made aware of the situation, you are uniquely poised to, well, you have some information about your sire.
Yes.
And it's in our best interests that he not be around.
I agree.
Don't want this to come back to us. And he like motions to, his partner, Valentina.
That should be easy enough. I feel like he's too focused on attempting to hurt myself and my coterie to think about anyone else.
Your friend, the cop, do you think she'll snitch?
I don't think so. I think it's already started to where Klaus is wringing emotional leverage around her. So I think she's more interested in her emotional leverage being safe than whatever we plan on doing to Klaus. Ulrika, do you agree? You're nodding.
Yeah, I feel since her weakness has been brought into this, that's her main concern now.
And
she might herself might put an end to him if he were to do something to her.
He's calculated and sinister. He's a danger to all of us.
I agree. Ever since he's come to town, he's been throwing his weight around, which is a bit of a problem. He's even cozied up to the prince a little bit.
That's not surprising. Like.
If he were to disappear, I think many of us would be very excited at that prospect. But we have to make sure that the prince doesn't find out.
It's kind of sad that the prince will fall for that.
It is.
Well,
is that someone that really should... Oh, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
Klaus makes himself useful, as I'm sure Elizabeth can tell you.
Mm.
He's very well versed in politics, in religion, in manipulating people.
Mm.
And I know we all are, but better than us in a more calculated way.
Exactly. I've never had a reason to run afoul of Nell. For the most part, I think as far as the constabulary goes, you could do worse. But at the end of the day, she serves the tower. So if this happens where she can look the other way, that helps us. Might be why Klaus implicated her, so she can't look the other way.
Mm.
That is a possibility.
Complicates things for us, but I have a couple of ideas. You're right in that religion and things like that are pretty strong brainwashing tools. And from what Renee told me, you have a pretty good idea of how this guy works and where he might be hiding out. Yes?
We do have a lead on where he could be, yes. Ulrika used the Google.
Yes. I found out where he lives. Or not where he lives, but where their organized...
Healing center.
Healing center place. I've found that. And we'll, I mean, that's what I have. I don't know if he's actually there, but that's where he's been.
My idea is, what if we use one religious organization to destroy the other?
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
From
what Renee
told me about your little court case that he was present at, you managed to take out one of the leaders of a kindred killing cult.
Yeah, oh, true. Second Inquisition, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have his address, and if you were to strategically give it to them, one problem could theoretically remove another, and all of us would be able to walk away from the situation with plausible deniability.
Are we hoping they annihilate each other, or one annihilates the other?
I'm hoping they're good enough at killing kindred to get rid of him for us.
They were very good.
That we can deal with without repercussion, without the ivory tower cracking down on us. With Klaus, our hands are somewhat tied.
I think that's an excellent solution. They're very good at killing. The only thing that is difficult is getting a message to them without them killing us.
Well, they almost killed you.
Yes.
And, well, one of mine to pick you up.
It was appreciated.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. But we know they can do the job.
Mm-hmm.
They're not completely incompetent.
Let's do that. How would we get them a message? How would we let them know? Without, because it has to be their idea, right? Like, we can't.
I had kind of hoped you would have more of an idea on that.
What about our,
we have the superhumans group, or
our guest. What about our guest? Couldn't he still, he has to know, you know who I'm talking about.
Yes. Professor McTavish. I can't remember. Did they know that he is compromised? I can't remember.
The other members of the group.
Yeah, like the Better Humans group. Did they know that we compromised him?
No, I believe you abducted him and then hired the Nosferatu.
Yeah, the Nosferatu looked like him.
To take on his impression, and that's how you got the information on where some of them were hiding out at the Autobot.
Right. They were suspicious of him, I know, because they were like...
Because he had been missing for a few days. Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were like, maybe we should kill him. And they're like, I don't know. I mean, we could, but then we have to risk losing him, like him getting away, I would think. I don't know.
I feel like it's worth that risk to send this message.
I mean, I don't really care what happens to her, to be honest. Sure.
I was looking at Lydia's face.
Well, I know. I'm not attached to this person, and Ulrika does not attach herself to people, so she's like, whatever. Like, she doesn't want to do harm to him, but if harm comes to him while he's doing something for us, it's like, whatever, I guess.
I feel like Charlotte, like, even though she's on her mission, like she feels it tingling,
her ears are burning.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, sure,
we'll figure it out. We have his address. That's an excellent idea. If we need anything else, could we still send inquiries? Because who knows? We might run into trouble.
Of course. Your dog post has been quite amusing.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. If it's Mimbly, sometimes Mimbly gets sassy. So we apologize for that.
Is that the Jack Russell Terrier?
Yes. Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, it's very sassy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suppose that's it then. We will take care of that. I appreciate you willing to work with us. I know that we have a less than stellar reputation with just about everyone in the city who is kindred. So we're trying to show that we actually mean business.
I think some people are warming up to you, Elizabeth. They're just a little confused by some of the other company you keep.
Well, I think that diverse and exciting company makes for an interesting life.
Fair. That one with the crazy hair, though. I don't know how you stand it.
He's right there.
Not talking about me.
Dog food's ears tingle all the way over. It's difficult sometimes. I do admit it's very difficult. But again, we wouldn't have the messenger dogs or such a colorful existence without dog food.
Fair. Well,
and you like color.
I do. I do like color. I think people that are afraid of color are really afraid of their own inability to have an eye for how it should be used.
It's true. It's decision fatigue. Too many colors to choose from.
I wear black and I know how to stab people.
Well, again, thank you.
As you have like pink in your background. Yeah. You definitely
it's red, thank you very much.
Black with with color.
We should put that on your character card.
What?
I'm gonna put I wear black and know how to stab people.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's gonna be on your character card. Next season.
I mean, I can have it pink. Or wait, that's blue. There we go.
All right, well, I'll
mumble that as we leave.
Yeah, I'll stand up and see ourselves out. And thank them.
Like, walks you out and holds the door open for you.
I think black is really stylish.
I'm like, we'll get this done as soon as possible. And as soon as it's done, unless you hear through the
I color my hair. Ulrika's having an existential crisis now.
Elizabeth is like giving her eyes like if you show weakness they'll know you're not a toreador.
Actually Elizabeth, give me give me a wits and a let's see,
you have to be sure of your fashion.
Yeah, wits I'm and confident. Etiquette check.
Wits and what?
Etiquette.
Oh, etiquette. Okay. All right, two successes.
You know from Mark's bearing and from going to the party where the roses were that because black is so popular amongst others, you get the impression that the reason Mark is in charge is because he's always one step ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And because black was such a popular like color and garment when you went to the party, you notice like he himself has also kind of changed his wardrobe a little bit, and he's always one step ahead of the fashion since he's a bit of a fashion designer.
Yeah. So, yeah. I'll
him harping on the color black is like, it's just his new thing.
It's just posturing. Yeah.
So I'm cool.
Yes. Yes. Well, when we get back into the truck, I'll say, don't worry. It's just posturing. It's just a thing to stay on the up and up as a toreador. You have to be on the next trend. It could be grandma doilies, or it could be color, or it could be glasses.
I don't really care.
I'm saying,
I don't want you to really think I care, but I mean, I just want to make sure.
If you do care, it's fine. Black is always cool. It's just right now, it's
okay.
Controversial. But it's always cool.
All right. I don't know. I don't care. No, don't care. I just get in the car. I just mumble.
And we speed off.
I'm just mumbling to myself.
You just turn on the really loud goth music in the car.
Make a willpower and resolve check.
Oh, no.
Who, me?
Because I told you black wasn't cool.
Okay. What's my willpower again? 3? Or okay. And a what?
And resolve.
Oh, god damn it. Okay, where is 1? And I use my hunger die, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I have 2 successes.
Okay. You hopefully don't take any superficial willpower. You brace yourself as you feel like you've been roasted by a rose, but then your inner Bruja strikes in.
Fuck them. They're flowers and shit. Like, flowers die anyway.
Yeah, your hurt ego disappears and is replaced with a fire.
I'm cooler anyway. Yeah, black goes with everything.
Clan. I said that.
Did you?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
You get in the car. Still having this conversation about the color black.
It's very cool.
Ulrich is probably classic. Rocking out to like music that Elizabeth would find horrifically unappealing. She's all the like, way back.
I'm listening to Mr. Kitty.
And we turn it down.
I don't hear her.
Just like casually put like my fingers in my ears. Like
I turn it down a little after I do that. I feel bad. I don't wanna. Sorry. I had to comfort myself. Elizabeth, I'm sorry.
I understand. It's still, you're still cool.
Good.
And you,
not that I care. I give a shit what they think. Fuck.
Fucking toreadors.
I'm just nodding like,
Fucking frilly shit.
At the same time, in another part of the city, we see a beige Mercedes.
God damn.
Roll to a stop in front of an address that has been procured through Ulrika's various means.
That was going to be one of my questions.
Huh?
That was going to be one of my questions. Like, am I just like going out into Seattle going, Glenn?
Yeah, I went ahead and took the role that we used to find Klaus's hideout, and instead applied it since I remembered we had done that last session, as opposed to rolling twice. So using Glenn's full name, you actually realize then at that point, Ulrika, this is like flashback, that his name is horrifically incorrect. The name is wrong. The last name is wrong. You know, you go through the hospital registry and do like a facial look to see this person because you've seen him several times before and managed to nail it. Realize his name is actually Neil. And dog food's been calling them by the wrong name this entire time to you.
But I don't tell dog food.
Oh, no. No, of course not.
I'm not going to tell dog food.
That wouldn't be funny.
When I hand Charlotte the info, you know, time travel, whatever, I don't even think I mention it to her. I don't mention it to anyone. I just keep that to my, I just say, this is the person you're really needing to find.
All right. And then when Charlotte looks at the name, she just goes, checks out. Puts it away.
And now you pull out that piece of paper again. You see it. You look at the number on the door. And it's a tiny little duplex that's just north of the university district. Right before what becomes, I guess, like the North Seattle mall area. Just before that. There's a row of cute little duplexes that have recently been renovated. Number matches. You look up and there's a light on in the window. That'll be where we take our second break.